Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 8:07 on a Saturday morning. This is Lawn and Garden. Where else would you be? Where else would I be? Every Saturday morning from 6 to 9 for 25 years, I have hosted the Lawn and Garden Show, answering garden questions from anybody who wanted to dial me. 404-872-0750 every Saturday morning. Of course, during the week, Clark Howard gives you all you need to know about consumer information. And today is a beautiful day to go and visit with Clark. He is going to be at the Walmart off Pleasant Hill Road in Duluth, 2635 Pleasant Hill Road from 8 to 1. The group will be there. Not sure exactly which hour Clark will come, but he will be there doing his Christmas Kids effort to give presents to the foster children in the foster care network in Georgia, which is a great opportunity for you to go and bring your kids, to show them the spirit of Christmas, of giving to other kids who are not as fortunate. It is easy to do. You walk up to the table where Clark and his group are. It's easy to see. Lots of signs towards the front of the Walmart store. And you go through the list of kids. They have usually a list of a child just describing them with their first name, their age, sex, of course, and what they would really like for Christmas. It might be a doll. It might be a game. Might be a small toy or a larger toy. Maybe a bicycle. And then you go back in the Walmart store and buy it. Go to the cash register and pay for it, then bring it back to the Clark Howard table and say, I bought this for Janelle or Tommy or whoever the name is. And they will put it in a bag with Janelle or Tommy or whoever's name is that present is for, and they will be delivered to them before Christmas. And again, this is a place where your child will get to help you do the shopping. Dad, I think this one is better than this one. Mom, I think this one is a better gift for a girl than that one's better for a boy. And it's just a great thing. It gives you such a warm feeling to take care of these kids. And now Georgia has a huge increase in the number of kids in foster care because of the opioid epidemic in Georgia. It caused a lot of kids to be taken away, sadly, from their parents and to be in the foster system. And Clark Howard, our hero, Clark Howard, does his best to get presents for all of them. More details at WSBRadio.com. I hope you'll join Clark today again at the Walmart on Pleasant Hill Road in Duluth, 8 to 1. The group will be there at the Walmart there in Duluth. This morning on Lawn and Garden, let's go back to the phones. We've got Chris in Taylorsville who joins us. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
I've got a, it's not much of a bush anymore. It's a rose bush.
Yeah.
And some of it's about 10 foot tall.
Yeah.
How short can I cut that down to get better growth out of it coming the spring or summer?
Is it blooming now or what's it doing now?
Most of it's starting to die, the mm-hmm. leaves and everything are falling off of it.
You know, I would do it in two steps, Chris. Yeah. And this would, for most bush roses, if you want to call this a bush rose, this is what works for bush roses. When they get overgrown, the time to do some, and if not most, of the severe pruning, the stuff that takes it from 6 feet tall down to 3 feet tall, let's say, would be in the wintertime. So you can do that now, between now and middle of February, I guess. But around the middle of February, there'll be a couple of warm days. Kirk will say, well, it's going to be in the 45-degree range tomorrow, 50 degrees the day after that. And if you go out to the rose, Chris, you'll see little red, little pink sort of buds sticking out of the stems of the rose where you cut it back in the wintertime with these little pink buds. And that is the time to do a second pruning. That's the training pruning that you do in February when you see the pink buds. And you always prune just above where one of those buds points outward from the center of the plant. Don't prune it with the buds pointing inward or it'll cross. So there'll be things going across the middle of the plant. It won't bloom as nicely. It won't look as nice. So prune to an outward facing bud in mid to late February when you can see them. Awesome bang up roses, the pride of the neighborhood. Taylorsville will be so proud of you, Chris. You just don't know.
I appreciate it. Thank
All
you.
All right. Once now, once in February, end of story. Thanks for calling, Chris.
Thanks.
Down here. There we go. Let's see. How about Sharon in Marietta? Sharon joins us on Lawn and Garden. Hey, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning, Walter.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, my husband and I moved into a house last year. It has three very large, I think they're called golden cypress.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure.
You got it.
There's a yellow tint on them.
Uh-huh.
And they've just become way too big. They're kind of blocking the front of the house entirely. And we did kind of try to trim them down, but they just keep getting wider and wider. And they're about over 6 or 7 feet tall.
Mm, yeah.
So can those be transplanted at that height, or
trying to figure out
what another option would be than just taking them down together, all together?
If you promise to help your husband, yes, they can be moved. But
I might be the one doing it because he's not sure he wants to move them.
It is a two-person job, Sharon, if you're going to do it. That's a big plant, 6 feet tall, golden cypress, big plant.
I know. I'm kidding.
So there is parts of me and part of your husband that are thinking, oh, come on, honey, dig that darn thing up and throw it away. Let's get a small one and put it in its place. They're not that expensive. Come on. So if you wanted to transplant it, it is a two-person job. Yes, you can transplant it. It will take a year or two to recover, and you have to be careful during that time to water it. It'll dry out in a heartbeat during the first year after transplanting, Sharon. So
okay.
As long as you can attend to watering for that first 12 months, yeah, it's successful. Move it. If you just feel like I'm going on vacation for a cruise for a month next year during June or July, then throw it away and put another one in its place, a smaller one in its place.
Okay. I didn't know if the roots would kind of take in a new location or how those were, finicky they were.
They're about 6 inches deep and about 4 to 5 feet in all directions around the central trunk of the tree. So it's shallow rooted plant. So take that into account as you dig it up.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet, Sharon. Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Bye-bye. Christmas to you. Thank you. We've got Joseph in College Park with a different kind of rose that he wants to prune today. Hey, Joseph, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir. I bought a house in South Alabama that has what's called Confederate rose.
Yeah.
And it really is not a rose bush, so to speak, but they're very tall, and they were blooming back in September, late September and October.
Yep.
But I'm just wondering how short can I cut them, and when should I do it?
How far south in Alabama, Joseph?
25 miles north of the Florida line.
Woo, it will probably last all winter then. Confederate rose, the reason it got so big is because down that warm in that part of Alabama, a lot of times they'll come through the winter without being frozen, and they just keep on growing. They start at, 6 feet tall, and they'll, man, it'll go great. Let's go to 10 feet tall this year. So the Confederate rose here in Atlanta always gets frozen in the wintertime down to its root system and almost always comes back from the roots, but never, the top part of the plant rarely, if ever, is going to come back from the top. So the answer to your question is, when do you prune it back? In South Alabama, you can prune it back in the winter. It's fine. Most of the leaves will drop off of it, and so you can prune it down to whatever size suits your fancy, I guess, Joseph.
Yes, sir. And I've got 4 pecan trees out in the front yard, and I'm just wondering, do I need to fertilize those, and do I have to, is there a root system that I need to fertilize it out away from the trunk?
Do you want pecans?
Yes, sir.
You got to fertilize it. Quick answer there, Joseph. You got to fertilize it if you want pecans. And by the way, going back to your Confederate rose, you mentioned, and you surely observed, that it's not a rose. It's a hibiscus, of all things. And so if you want to, show off to your friends what you know about botany, you can say, well, that's not a rose, really. It's a hibiscus called Hibiscus mutabilis. So it changes color. You notice that when it bloomed in September, that it turns white in the morning and turns pink in the afternoon and red in the evening. So that's one of those interesting plants that I like to see around southern homes. But going back to your second question about, what was your second question, Joseph?
About the fertilizing how far away from the trunk is the root system that I need to fertilize?
I would say from 10 feet outward to the drip line is where the root system, the main feeder roots, moisture absorbing roots are. So the fertilizer that you put down should be from 10 feet from the trunk outward towards the drip line, and maybe even 5 or 10 feet beyond the drip line. That's where the roots are all going to be.
Okay.
You want me to tell you how much fertilizer to put out? I can tell you how much.
Yes, sir.
If you were to estimate how thick the trunk is at chest height, what would you say, Joseph?
Probably 18 inches.
18 inches. All right. Easy to figure that one out. For every inch, 18, of course, you put a pound of 10-10-10 on the ground. And so that's 18 inches in diameter. So 18 pounds of 10-10-10. Take it and scatter it, as I told you, in the donut around the tree from 10 feet out to 5 or 10 beyond the drip line, and just scatter it lightly on the ground. Rain will come, wash the 10-10-10 into the soil. The time to do the most effective fertilization is in spring, just as it's warming up, 1st of February into March, I guess. And so just as the tree is warming up is when it uses that fertilizer. And so once then, another time in the summer wouldn't hurt. So sometime in June or July, same proportion, each inch of thickness is a pound of 10-10-10. Water it in good. And that'll make more leaves on the pecan. And if you fertilize every year, you generally get pecans after a couple of years of good, proper fertilization.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, Walter.
There's nothing to it, Joseph. Thanks so much for calling. It is 8:17. We'll be back to more Lawn and Garden right after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves and the Lawn and Garden advice you need.
Feliz Hanukkah, Feliz Hanukkah, Feliz Hanukkah, Potato Latke Isukania.
Celebrating the Festival of Lights today, Feliz Hanukkah. Quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Today, the high of 42 degrees, low of 36, 100% chance of rain today. Tomorrow, 38 will be the high, 35 the low, 70% chance of rain, light rain in the morning, tapering off during the day. Your full weekend forecast comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Sarah Lynn in Snellville is on the air right now. Hi, Sarah Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Sarah Lynn. Come back to the phone.
I have just received a peony in the mail.
Yeah.
Later than it should be, but should I plant it with this cold weather? Should I plant it in a pot, or can I plant it outside?
I think you're better to plant it in the outside, in the weather. The cold weather won't hurt it at all. Most peonies like cold weather. They really, I think Atlanta do better when planted shallowly enough so the top of the peony plant is just at the soil surface. So those buds can get cold in the wintertime. And the cold weather actually helps the buds to set the bloom tissue that comes up on the leaves, on the stems, I guess, later in the spring. So, colder the better, Sarah. Let's put them in the ground.
Oh, good deal. Thank you.
Made you happy now, didn't I?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, more work. It's miserable outside, but get them in the ground.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Thanks for calling. Peonies are easy to grow in Atlanta if you get the right varieties. And that is what I wanted to sort of point out with Sarah Lynn just then, is that if you bring a peony down from the north, sort of the same thing with the plants that have the good smells in the wintertime. The peonies need cold weather. And so planting them in the ground, so just at the soil surface, is going to be one of those things that makes it a lot better. The one that I find works great in Atlanta is called Festiva Maxima. Festiva Maxima does great here. There are others, if you go online, in fact, on my website, walterreeves.com, type the word peony in there, and you'll find a research project done over in Alabama, over at Auburn. Ooh, it's been 10 or 15 years, I guess, now, but these varieties are still available. You can still find them online mostly from some of the peony specialty nurseries. But the peonies in Georgia, if you give a nice wide area that you dig up, put some potting soil into or some soil conditioner into, so it's nice and soft, they will last for 15, 20 years, easy in Georgia. As long as you give them sunshine, maybe some shade in the afternoon. They would like that, I guess. But generally speaking, if you prepare an area just for the peony, plant them shallowly, get the right varieties for Georgia, they'll do fabulously well. The only thing that I know people complain about is, yeah, I like peonies, but I cut the flowers and bring them inside. There's ants down in the flower all over the place. Ants on my dining room table is a miserable thing. That's one you can fix pretty easily, too. When you cut the peony flower in the spring, when it's blooming, first thing to do before you go indoors is to have a little bucket of clean water and dip the flower in it for 3 or 4 minutes. And all the ants All the ants that are in the flower will come floating up to the top. You can sort of scrape them off of the top of your hand, throw them away, and the peony flower won't have any more ants in it. One more thing that some people believe is that peonies need ants in order to bloom, because you notice if you've ever grown peonies before, those big fat red blooms, red buds, I mean, have ants on them. Right before the bud opens up, there'll be a bunch of ants crawling around the bud. And people then somehow got the belief that you had to have an ant to sort of peel back the skin or something like that to make the flower open up. Not true. Not true at all. And frankly, the ants don't do any damage to the flower at all. They're just there because there's nectar coming out of the flower bud before it opens up, and the ants want something to eat. That's all they're doing. Same thing. If you don't like them, dip it in water. The ants will go away. 404-872-0750 is the number on Lawn and Garden. We'll talk to Mickey Gazaway from Pike Nursery, find out what's on sale this weekend, and we'll be back to more Lawn and Garden after news.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 8:36 on a Saturday morning. This is Lawn and Garden. I'm Walter Reeves, the Georgia Gardener. I'm here to help you be more successful. One of the ways that I stay successful is by visiting my local Pike Nursery, which sponsors this show. And yesterday I went to my Pike Nursery at Toco Hill. They were doing a big photo shoot, and it was a parade of people coming out of the Pike Nursery with Christmas trees strapped to the top of their car, because they knew this is a great place to get good quality trees, and there might have been a poinsettia or two inside the car. It was just like a holiday wonderland. Mickey Gazaway from Pike Nursery joins us this morning. Hi, Mickey.
Good morning. How are you?
It smells so good at the Toco Pike yesterday.
Don't you love it? I just go in there, and it just makes me feel so cool. I walk in the door. It's wonderful. I love it. I never get too much of it.
What I could not believe, Mickey, was the different kinds of poinsettias. This is not one red and one white and one green. No, there are pink and purple and splotched and variegated and just every color poinsettia I had ever seen in my life. All of them on display, all of them for sale at Pike. They are beautiful.
I know. I love them. I love looking at them. I like the little ones and I like the big ones. And I love them. They're just beautiful plants. You can't have Christmas without one.
Yeah, I was there buying a poinsettia for a birthday gift to a certain staff member of my radio show whose birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, that was.
And so I made sure that she gets something really, really special today. I think she'll be very pleased with that poinsettia. Again, something I'd never seen in my life before, but really, really pretty.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll love it.
She will indeed. So let's talk about what is on sale this weekend at all Pike Nursery locations. What do we got on the list?
It's the hellebores, the Gold Collection hellebores.
Yeah. I was checking those out yesterday, too, thinking that might be the thing that you would have on sale. There were some great-looking colors of flowers, just a whole line of them on a bench there.
They are beautiful. I love them. I've got a few blooming in my yard now. Mine, most of them bloom a little bit later, but I've got a couple of them blooming now, and I just love them. They are so pretty.
The hellebore, or Lenten rose is another name for them, is one of those plants that has no problems in Georgia. Deer don't eat them. The drought doesn't get them. Winter doesn't hurt them. They're just a great plant. You can't go wrong with the hellebore.
I know, and I love them, and they're real drought tolerant in the summertime. I think the main thing, as long as you give them some shade and they're in good drainage, they do well. I mean, mine just do super. I've got them mixed. In the summer, they're there with the hops, and in the winter, they're there with the autumn ferns.
Mm-hmm.
They just look great together. I just love them. And they do great in pots.
Yeah. They do great. I've got one in the pot by the front door, and it looks great. Been there for 5 years, 4 years, something like that. Been there just sitting around, blooming in the spring. Everybody's happy. No problems with it.
Yeah.
Hellebores. So are they on sale? What is the price?
They are. And this is a little bit different. And usually they're $3 off the regular price.
Okay.
Usually they're $19.99. These are $16.99.
Okay. All right. So $16.99, great deal for a hellebore. And one of the things that I think is remarkable about hellebores, or Lenten rose again, as we call them, is that over the past 10 or 15 years, the number, the selection, as we mentioned, has just exploded. I think they figured out how to do crossbreeding and some tissue culture to make them cheap and easy to propagate. And that's why we have such a selection now.
Yeah, when I first came to Pikes, they were hard to sell because you never knew what they were going to look like.
Yeah, right.
Well, down from seed, and it might be pink, or it might be purple, it might be white, it might be green. You never knew. But now, since they are done the way they're propagated, I don't know if they're still doing them in tissue culture or how they're doing them now, but they were originally, you know. But, you know, they're exact clones of parents.
Yeah.
So you know exactly what you're getting. I love them. I love them.
You love them? There's hardly a plant you don't love, Mickey. So,
yeah, maybe a couple of them. I don't like
Iliagus. All right, Iliagus is not your friend. All right.
That's the only one I can think of, but I don't really like it. Not while I'm at Poison Ivy, but other than that, I like this stuff.
So, what the class is next? Next week, is it that we have the poinsettia we can take?
It's today.
Oh, my gosh, I missed today.
Yes, it's today. Because I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be there yesterday, but I'm not doing the class at our store. But we're going to have it. It's going to be at all the stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun. This is another one that people do year after year after year. And it's a fun one, and they're beautiful.
This is when you have the planter, you put the poinsettia in the middle and put other things around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're really, really pretty. So,
and another thing you have to register for. You can't just walk into the pike and say, hey, I'm here for the poinsettia make and take. You got to register for it. You can call your local pike if you want and see if they have an opening still for you. But some of them are full, I'm sure, right now. So keep that in mind before you go and hang out. Maybe you could watch the other people as they make their own.
Sure. Yeah. Come in and walk around. Lots of stuff to see at Pikes right now.
Yeah, and I love, as I said at the first, just walking down amongst the rows of Christmas trees.
It just
smells so good. The guy back there with the chainsaw was a little noisy and a little smoky, but beyond that, it was okay.
That adds to the ambiance, don't you know that?
Yes, it does.
But so, I'm sitting here right by my Christmas tree now that I got it. Dining room smells so good. I just love it.
I took my neighbors in last week. He called and said, hey, can you help me bring mine in? And he had gotten some points, I guess, from shopping at Pike for several times during the summertime. And so he traded in his points and got a Christmas tree for half off. It was very, very proud of himself for doing that.
And you know what else you can do is, you know about the Christmas tree stand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you choose to take the stand with you, then you can, whatever you pay for that stand, bring it back before the 31st of January, and you will get that amount back in a gift card that you can use whenever you want to.
Sure. That sounds like a great deal, too. The stand is really heavy duty. It's really, really heavy duty. So it's not one of those cheap plastic ones that falls over and it's hard to get adjusted and all that kind of stuff. It is ready to go right there at the store.
That's right. You don't have to get in a fight with your husband putting the stand on. Because it's not straight, because they do it right. But anyway, no, it's fun, and these are good stands. So I hope everybody will take advantage of that. Look at when we do that every year now.
When I was helping my neighbor last week, there was some discussion between he and his wife Lisa and me about what is straight? What does straight really mean? Does straight mean perfectly plumb, or wouldn't it look better to hide that little limb in the back if we twisted it just a little bit unstraight? Yeah, I know how the discussion goes.
Yeah.
All right, so let's summarize. Hellebores, Lenten Rose, on sale, all Pike Nursery locations. They are usually $19. They're $19.99, and today they're $16.99. That's a great price for a great plant. Lots of different colors, lots of different flower shapes on them, doubles, singles, and things like that. They bloom in the winter, starting now, Mickey says, and going on through, February sometime.
Yeah, February and March. And it's also that they're not all hanging over now. Some of them are face outward, so you can see the blooms.
Another great reason to go to Pike and look at the flowers, because if they are pointing upward, it's more easy to see the center of the flower than the ones that used to hang down that we had 20 years ago. All right. So, Mickey, in summary, where would we go if we wanted to find Christmas trees, hellebores, poinsettias, beautiful poinsettias, orchids, birding supplies, all the things that someone might need for gifts and decorations and decor for the wreaths and roping and things like that? Where would we go?
at packnursery.com.
Indeed, we would. Mickey, it's great talking to you. Talk to you next Saturday.
Week. All right. Bye-bye.
404-872-0750 gets you in to take the line that Mickey was just using. And Rick is in North Common, has been patiently waiting on his turn, and here it is. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Rick, how can I help?
Well, we have some iris that were transplanted from West Tennessee about 15 years ago from my wife's parents' place.
Yeah.
And with this weird fall that we had this year, I look out and I'm blowing leaves away and I see we have 1 inch to 1.5 inch sprouts coming up.
Yeah.
Will they, how do I protect them? Will they survive the winter in that situation or not?
When Kirk says 5 degrees coming, Rick, then we worry. But until Kirk says 5 degrees, don't worry. No problem.
Okay. Well, I've never, you know, I guess some people dig them up and save the tubers for next year and that sort of stuff. Never done any of that.
Way too much work, Rick. Don't need to do it. I mean, people dig them up sometimes just to divide and, you know, loosen the bed, that sort of thing. But as far as regularly digging them up in wintertime, there's no need. No need at all.
Okay, so if Kirk says it's going to be 5 degrees, what do I do to him?
Call me. Call me the Saturday before and say, hey, Walter, what are we going to do with these irises? And I will say, hey, Rick, go to Pike and get some frost cloth. They have this real thin sort of polyester stuff that you put over plants that are tender, and you spread the frost cloth over the top, and that protects them, takes the soil temperature and raises the air temperature around the iris leaves about 10, 15 sometimes degrees, and protects them perfectly. Frost cloth is great.
Okay. So just plain plastic or a lightweight tarp wouldn't do the trick.
That'd work fine too.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Great talking to you, Rick. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much. It's Rudy's turn. Rudy's in Tucker. Hey, Rudy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, you know, I tell you, I just hit the jackpot this past year.
All right.
One of my patients called me and said, you know, I love my daylilies. And I said, yes.
Yeah.
And she said, well, the guy that lives across the street, the house has been sold, and he's a daylily connoisseur, and the house is a teardown. She said, if you'll come over, I'll help you dig some and show you what to do.
Nice.
So you won't believe it, but I've fixed the soil and everything. My daylily garden is 8 feet wide, about 16 feet long, and I have 50 daylilies.
Oh, nice, Rudy.
And I have no idea what I've got. She told me that I needed to put some little tags on them so that I could color coordinate them, and the short and the tall I'd need to move and shift them and things after they come up.
Yep.
And I was wondering, where's the best place to get some kind of little tag? And, I mean, I'm thinking coat hanger type thing and twist the end and put a tag on it, or I don't know how to do this because I'm a rookie gardener.
You know, I know a tag that one of my garden buddies used to make using the bottom of an aluminum pie pan. That's what he did. He took an aluminum pie pan, of course, is heavy duty aluminum, but not like aluminum foil. It's heavier than aluminum foil. And he would take a pair of shears and cut out the bottom of his aluminum pie pan and cut it into strips. And then, just like you, he would take some sort of pin or a piece of metal or a stick or something. He'd wrap the aluminum tag around it and then write on it with a ballpoint pen, and it would impress. It would indent the aluminum enough that he could write, you know, red with yellow throat or tall skates, 3 feet tall or something like that, make notes about his plant and stick it into the ground beside each plant. And the aluminum, of course, as long as it didn't blow away, as long as you wrapped it pretty tight, would be a nice little tag. It wasn't very noticeable in the garden. And if you find aluminum pie pans, that means you get to eat some pie for Christmas, of course, then get some aluminum pans and use that.
Okay.
All right. And you could also get tags. I mean, I've seen the plastic tags and wooden tags and things at Pike, and you can get those that look perhaps a little more attractive, but you can pretty easily make your own tags without any problem at all.
Well, this is going to be a killer garden, and I just can't wait to see what all I have.
Yeah, and you're smart, Rudy, because you're thinking, how am I going to get the colors right? How am I going to sort of coordinate everything so it's not red, yellow, pink, purple, red, yellow, pink, purple, but it got a red area and a yellow area and a purple area? That'd be cool. It'll be really nice.
Very good. I'll tell you, when I went to get these and dig them up, the guy's backyard. It was really kind of an ugly backyard, actually, but these daylilies were planted like rows of corn. There was just dozens and dozens and dozens of them. And I just grabbed one off of this row and one off of that row and one off of this row. So, you know, it's kind of cool.
Let me warn you, Rudy, there's a disease called daylily fever that happens when people get 40 or 50 daylilies and start labeling them in their garden. Watch out. If you start feeling sort of weak whenever you see a daylily blooming that you don't have, watch out. You have daylily fever, and it'll take a hold of your credit card and make it work.
How many hours of sun do they need?
Full sun, as much as you can give them. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Good luck with it, Rudy. Rudy, let us know how it works out, please. We'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you. It is 8:49 at News Talk WSB. Back to more Lawn and Garden after this.
This is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News on WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates all weekend. Depend on it. We'll be here Monday morning, 4:30 till 9, for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me.
And thanks go to Jason Byers today for finding all the Hanukkah music today. This is a festival of light celebrated by all our friends who go to synagogue each Friday, Saturday, and I hope they have a wonderful holiday. Santa Claus is here! Oh my gosh, Santa Claus has come to the studio this morning. Unbelievable. Thanks also to Justin Obey, who did a great job screening calls, and Ashley Frasca's presence. Ashley Frasca's absence, I should say. She wants you to bring presents to Fred's Barbecue House out in Lithia Springs. That's where Captain Herb's ride and run thing is going on this morning. For details, call Fred's Barbecue House. They will tell you exactly what's going on with the weather and all, but do go out there and think about contributing to the Toys for Tots and Captain Herb Emery's charity organization out there. Don't forget, too, that Clark Howard will be at the Walmart off Pleasant Hill Road in Duluth. Pleasant Hill Road from around 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. So around 10 to 1, I guess, now. Clark will be there most of the time. You can get details on that at WSBradio.com. At WalterReeves.com, on the other hand, you can get details about how to sign up for our newsletter and how to get other details about getting your questions answered. Do we have Ashley on the line? We do have Ashley on the line. Let's talk to her real briefly here. Ashley Frasca, good morning.
Good morning. You said it perfectly, Walter. You know, Herb's Memorial Toy Drive and Ride is going on today. Unfortunately, the motorcycle portion has been canceled because of the weather.
Okay.
But folks are able to bring their Jeeps out, and we can still do the ride that way. Please bring a new unwrapped toy. Join the fun. The traffic team will be out there and a live broadcast from 1 to 4.
You're missing Santa Claus. He's in the studio this morning, Ashley.
Did you tell him I'm on the nice or the naughty list?
I'm on the nice list, just like you. I'm on the nice
okay,
list.
Okay, good.
Santa Claus is going through the studio right now, giving out presents to all the newscasters.
Wow.
Who knows what he'll get your station on Monday. Come by and see.
Amazing. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, dear. We'll see you soon. 404-872-0750 is the number on Lawn and Garden next Saturday, where we will have another edition of Lawn and Garden. Until then, my friends, stay warm, stay dry, and enjoy the Clark Howard Christmas Kid broadcast today. We'll see you soon.